Well, by now, you should know if you hear that. I'll be starting the classical trap here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Good to have you along. My name's Tony. Here from 7:30 till 9 o'clock tonight. That's if you're streaming live. Or if you're listening to the repeated show, it's on Thursdays from 4 o'clock. Or maybe the podcast on the Raglan Radio website. So it's good to have you along. So what have we got tonight then? What gems can we conjure up? Well, tonight we're going to go British. No apologies, but yeah, we're going to celebrate British composers from the middle of the 19th century to the present day. Should we start? Well, we can't get much more British than this.
We'll be right back.
Right. Okay. Good way to start, isn't it? Hope you're not getting all you Brits out there, ex-Brits, not getting too patriotic. That was Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance, written in 1901. Right. Next up, we've got Frederick Delius, who was born in England to German parents in 1862. His father made a fortune as an industrialist in Bradford and expected son to continue down that path. But Freddie had other ideas, travelling the world, writing beautiful pieces of music, and ending up running an orange plantation in Florida.
Thank you.
Sibelius's Ermeline Prelude.
Here are all the hits from the 18th century and beyond.
Thank you.
another one that packs a punch, isn't it? That was Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Right, so you're listening to the British contemporary, the British composers, I should say, tonight on the Classical Trap. And next up, we've got a contemporary of Benjamin Britten, Michael Tippett. And he was born at the beginning of the 20th century, but didn't really develop as a leading composer until this piece was written during the Second World War. It's called A Child of Our Time, numbers 1 to 2. The World Turns on Its Dark Side.
Thank you.
Very suddenly. So yeah, this is the classical trap. My name's Tony, and we're playing the British composers this evening. And next up, it's Gustav Holst.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Gustav Holst and the Planets, and that was Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. Next up, as we're doing the Brits tonight, it's Max Richter. Now, he was actually born in Germany, but he grew up in the UK and has become famous, so he's naturally now, of course, British. A bit like Handel, really. Anyway, his works are sort of post-minimalistic, and this haunting piece is called On the Nature of Daylight, and I hope you enjoy it. I think it's really nice.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Max Richter. And I think it's another time, it's about time we had another nationalistic classic. So this one's straight out of the Proms. Yes, we couldn't have the British contemporary and classical composers play tonight without something from Hugh Parry, and that was Jerusalem. So next up is someone maybe not quite as well-known, Judith Weir. She was born in 1954 and became the first female master of the Queen's music. So best known for her operas and theatrical works, but this piece is called All the Ends of the Earth.
Thank you. join me on Raglan Talking to Raglan as I find out more about Whangaroa, its politics and environment, or talk to Raglan and Whangaroa on the show, Tuesdays 6 till 7.30.
Raglan Community Radio 98.1, the best in the West.
Hey, so welcome back, and we got next up Gerald Finzi. This is the Clarinet Concerto. Listening to Classical Radio. This is Classical FM, and it's Classical Trap Show on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. So that was one of Gerard Finzi's great masterpieces, the Clarinet Concerto in C minor, Opus 31. And another claim to fame for him was apparently he used to love growing rare English apples. He used to try and keep these rare varieties going. So very British, isn't it? So I hope you enjoyed the classical trap this evening, where we've been celebrating the British composers from the 19th century onwards. And we're sort of coming towards the end, and I couldn't go without... I know I'd upset somebody in particular that listens to the show, so I've got to play some Ralph Vaughan Williams, so because he'd be very upset if I don't. Anyway, so what we're going to do, we'll play The Lark Ascending. I'll sound you out on that one. So been great again once to have you along for your company, and hope you enjoyed some of the music tonight. Hopefully we'll all be doing it again next Monday, and hope you stay well and keep the bugs at bay, and have a great week. See you next week. Bye for now.